everybody. Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele podcast quick take.
I believe he is the man who fat shamed our ex-president. Michael, really? He's sitting around Mar-a-Lago like Jabba the Hutt?
Yes. It was the image that popped into my head. I could just see, you know, the image just worked for me.
I loved it. And I think it probably worked for everybody who saw it. I literally fell on the floor laughing. I said, boy, you know, there are moments when I wish that Donald Trump was still allowed on social media, because I really would have liked to have heard his response to that.
Yeah, well, you know, look, I mean, they, you know, a lot like Jabba the Hutt, you know, who had Princess Leia, you know, on a chain, you know, that, you know, sort of yoking her around.
Is it Ivanka who he has on the chain, or his wife? I was trying to figure that out.
Right. But, you know, that's what this moment is about right now. They think that they won. They think that they have, you know, by unseating Liz Cheney, they've shown their manly prowess. You know, we control, we want a leadership team that's, you know, that's about delivering the message. Well, the message is a lie. And this woman stood up and said, hey, fellas, you're lying. And we're not, and I'm not going to share in it. I'm not going to do that. And I think it's important for people to understand. So, you know, she pushed back. She broke the chain. She freed herself. And now I think she's the most dangerous politician to the Republican Party in the country.
So you're going to stick with this whole Jabba the Hutt thing?
I think it works.
Okay. Well, I expect to hear much more of it then. Well, you know, what you said this morning kind of tied into something else interesting that you said. I think it was yesterday. I know you were on Nicole Wallace's program, mm-hmm. and you basically confirmed that the Republican Party today is possibly the most anti-democratic organization on the planet.
Yeah. You really see that. And this action by, you know, taking Liz Cheney out of leadership is the culmination of it. It is, if you needed any additional proof, this was it. Because she, if nothing else, Rick, used her First Amendment rights to express her opinion and her thoughts, speaking openly and freely to her party leadership and to party activists about the dangers of Trumpism. And she was summarily shut down. Yes. And so if you put it all together and you look at a party that even before we got to November 3rd had been sort of putting out the seedbed, if you will, of lies around what would come. In other words, you heard the president saying, the only way I don't win in November is if the election is rigged, and other Republicans reinforcing that mantra over and over, then going after mail-in ballots, something which has been a staple of the Republican Party for 40 years in terms of how we put together our election day strategies, is making sure people get access to the ballot via the mail, because we have a lot of seniors who don't get to go to polls. So we make sure their ballots are available to them that way. So you had all these series of lies and falsehoods that were undermining the democratic process that began well before November. But then after November 3rd, the consistent drumbeat that there was fraud and that the election was rigged and stolen, and after court decision affirmed that was a lie, and then the attorney general says it was a lie, you begin to see now exactly how anti-democratic the party has become, in that it is trying to strip away votes from citizens who duly and appropriately cast them in places like Philadelphia, Atlanta, et cetera. And then lying that the system was rigged and votes were stolen when, in the face of facts and evidence, it wasn't. All for the purpose of promoting one man.
Interesting. If you are just joining this conversation, we are, of course, talking with Michael Steele, former chair of the RNC and the man who did indeed fat shame the ex-president of the United States today. That will, of course, be a permanent part of your introduction now, Steele. So you said a few minutes ago that now, as we sit here right now, Liz Cheney constitutes the greatest danger to the Republican Party. Why? Right.
Because you can't check. What hold do you have on her? She probably will lose her seat because you're putting up a Trumpian challenge against her in Wyoming. So she knows what the reality is there. 52% of Wyoming primary voters said they will vote for anyone else but her. Now, that's today. Let's see where we are when they actually have to go do that in the primary process. But if I'm her, I'm looking at that going, okay, thank you very much. I've now been stripped of my leadership because I dare speak truth to power. What did I say? I didn't say anything that wasn't true. I didn't say anything that was made up. I acknowledge Joe Biden is the president duly elected under the Constitution of the United States and is right now the legitimate president of the United States. And Donald Trump is a liar who's spreading a lie that he won the election, that it was stolen from him. And I look around in the room with my colleagues and I see you idiots are buying that and selling that lie to the American people, selling that lie to your constituents back at home. So you want to take me down? Have at it all day long. It's like she said this morning, you know, to the question, what about 2024? And her response was, I will do everything in my power to make sure Donald Trump is nowhere near the Oval Office. So she now is becoming, you know, Donald Trump was the avatar for all the grievances these people supposedly had, right? How much they felt rejected by the system and put on by the system and woe is me and oh my God, there are too many black people and Hispanic and brown people in the world, right? All of those whining noises. He be the avatar for that. She's now the avatar for this democracy movement. Someone who's standing in the crucible and saying openly and honestly what is true and what isn't true. And I think that kind of light constantly on this party going forward makes it very, very hard, because when they raise their head up to reinforce another lie of Donald Trump or the same lie, Who's the press going to go to for a comment?
Well, but see, here's what I wonder about, Michael. I grant you. I mean, what she in essence did was trade a leadership position that nobody even knew existed and nobody cares about, frankly. She traded that for a much higher profile. Now, with the possibility that maybe what she has in her mind is to challenge Donald Trump for the nomination of the Republican Party in 2024.
Count me in.
Right. Well, we're going to get to that part in a few moments. But my question is, how does she now get that message out there? Yes, she's going to be more welcomed on MSNBC. The welcome mat is not going to be out for her at any of those conservative stations. Fox isn't going to have anything to do with her. Newsmax isn't going to. How's she doing?
She wasn't there before. None of us were. I worked at Fox for 2 years. They didn't call me up and ask my opinion on any of this stuff. They don't want that counter narrative. Right.
How's she going to spread her message?
There's more in the world besides some right wing crazy media lie. What are you talking about?
Well, there's MSNBC. There's CNN.
It's not just MSNBC and CNN. There's this little thing called Twitter and social media and platforms that have very little to do with cable or network television. I mean, yes, those outlets will you know, ask her if she did a sit down with Guthrie from NBC News, the sports Savannah Guthrie, immediately after. Yeah, so those outlets will be there.
That's fair.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. That's 5 stars, 5 stars. Say it over and over. Or you can catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. You know how that goes. Peace out. Catch you next time.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.